Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, November 10th, 2020, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are in Bill's story on page 15. We're going to be unpacking paragraph 2 today, and it begins with, we commence to make many fast friends, and it ends at the top of page 16 on the other side. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Cheryl Ann M., the 12 Traditions, Janice P.M. Reading the text today in support is Brandy M., Leslie M., France N. for newcomers and sponsors, and Robin P. for announcements. So we'll end up our time together today. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting is 15743. 15,743 for Monday, November 9th. For today's meeting that started at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time this morning, November 10th, 2020, Tuesday, is 15747, 15,747. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry this message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Cheryl Ann M. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, group. Cheryl Ann M., recovered, not cured, compulsive eater in Rhode Island. Here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Step one, we were admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Cheryl Ann M. Appreciate that. I will now ask Janice P.M. from Boston, Mass. To read the 12 traditions.
Well, thank you so much. This is Janice P.M., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or leave the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinions on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Now I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janice from Massachusetts. Janice PM. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted, and that would indicate the star 1 key function only, please. If you're sitting in queue waiting for your turn, you're probably remuted then, too, just to keep the line nice and quiet. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter Bill story. We're on page 15. We're going to unpack paragraph 2 today. And it begins with, we commence to make many fast friends, and ends over at the top of page 16 with, we are growing in numbers and power, with an asterisk there. And I'm going to ask, please, for Brandy M. to get us going by reading that particular paragraph and commenting her experience with the directions there, and then we'll open it up to the additional fellowship. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you for your service. My name is Brandy M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Alberta, Canada. We commenced to make many fast friends and a fellowship has grown among us, of which is a wonderful thing to feel a part. The joy of living we really have, even under pressure and difficulty. I have seen hundreds of families set their feet in the path that really goes somewhere. Have seen the most impossible domestic situations righted, feuds and bitterness of all sorts wiped out. I have seen men come out of asylums and resume a virtual vital part in lives and their families and communities. Businesses and professional men have regained their standing. There is scarcely any form of trouble and misery which has not been overcome among us. In one Western city and its environs, there are 1,000 of us and our families. We meet frequently so that the newcomer may find the fellowship they seek As these informal gatherings, one may often see that 50 to 200 persons, we are growing in numbers and power. Wow, what a paragraph of hope. You know, when I read this, it's like I finally feel a part of something. I no longer feel outside. I feel like I'm connected with people. And, you know, I always heard that the opposite of addiction was connection. And today I connect with people in these rooms on such a different level than I've ever connected with anyone in my life. And, you know, where it says that, you know, we'll have best friends, and it's true. It's like that instant connection because we have a common bond. You know, we have both lived in the misery of this illness. And we can share our experience, strength, and hope and get recovered. And, you know, I remember I used to be so jealous of people that would lose weight or that would get, you know, something in regards to weight. And then I was still, you know, overweight and miserable. And, you know, how come they get it and I don't? And today when I see people recovering in the room, they just have such love and joy that they're getting it. Because today I know what that's like. I know what the freedom is like. And, you know, even under pressure and difficulty, I can still show up today and be of maximum service to God and his kids. I can still, you know, ask people how they are. I have, you know, last week we had news that our office is closing and, you know, people are going to lose their jobs and I don't know if I'll lose mine or not. And, you know, before the unrecovered Brandy would have been trying to orchestrate, trying to control, you know, how am I going to take care of me and my family and how am I going to run the show? And I would be making calls and busy in my mind and, you know, planning things out. And, you know, today I can sit in peace. I don't need to struggle. This book tells me I don't need to struggle. So what do I need to do not to struggle? I need to pick up the phone and ask people for help. I need to tell them that I'm sad. I need to work 10 steps around that. And today I can look at God and ask God, what is the next right action in this situation? And God, how can I be of service to my, you know, people I manage? What do they need? Instead of all about me, it's like, no, what do they need? And I know that God's going to figure out me. And that's the beauty of this program is that, you know, if we get out of ourselves and we start looking to help others, our stuff is just taken care of. God always gives me what I need. And, you know, I don't need to orchestrate anymore. I can trust and rely on my higher power and use the fellowship when I get scared and when I get, you know, angry or upset or whatever. You know, if I'm restless, irritable, discontent, I need to do something with that. And so with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Brandy M. from Canada. Now I'm going to open up the lines for additional comments on paragraph 2, page 15 of Bill's story, focusing these words first. We commence to make many fast friends. We're going to read through that whole paragraph. Love to hear the directions as it is applied to your life. And although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too, please. If you'd like to offer your state as well, that helps people be able to find you on the membership list. We'll take your first name and the first initial of your last name.
Robin P.
France N.
Cindy B.
Robin P. France N.
Cindy B.
And I heard somebody B. Is that Cindy B? Is that over here? Okay.
Joanne B. Beth E.
Did I hear a Joanne? Did I hear a Joanne?
Yes, ma'am. Joanne B.
Sima M.
Okay, and I heard somebody just before Sima.
Donna B.
Deb E.
I think it was Deb E. that I heard, and then I heard Donna. Okay, I'm going to stop, make a quick, sharp stop right there so that we can open up for other people, kind of shake this up again a little bit later. So I have Robin P., France N., Cindy B., Joanne B., Deb E., Sima B., and Donna. So let's go with Robin P., please, and then we'll follow with France N. Hello, Robin.
Hi, Mel. Thanks so much. Thanks for your service. Thank you, everybody. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in outside of Cancun, Mexico. And, you know, I love that it says, hello, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Okay, great. I've seen men come out of asylums and resume a vital place in the lives of their families. I've seen so many miracles. I've it's just astonishing how many miracles happen every day, so that they almost become commonplace. And I love that it says we're growing in numbers and power. And then if you look at the asterisk, in 2019, AA is composed of approximately 120,300 groups. I mean, wow. And, you know, for me, a joy of living you really have, even under pressure and difficulty. You know, I've gone through a lot of pressure and difficulty, like we all have, and we all have aversions. And yet I have so much joy of recovery. And we recently sold all of our furniture and our cars, and we moved to outside the country shopping right now. But because I'm 5G sensitive and I've had so many massive headaches, and I'm getting relief here. And it's a miracle from God that this is where we came. But through the recovery, that's why. Because I can work the 12 steps on any painful thing in my life and get relief and healing and grace. And, you know, this is a we program. And I always think that, you know, wellness begins with we, illness begins with I. We need the community, and we have the community, and we're growing in power because we admitted we are powerless. And then God's power in the room and with our connection with God fills us and our lives. And I'm so eternally grateful for all the support. I've made so many real friends here. And that I can call at any moment and ask for help and see how they're doing. Fast friends. It's really fast because we have this common ground. God bless everybody in recovery. I pass.
Thank you very much, Robin P. from Mexico. Next up is France N. And following France will be Cindy B.
Good morning. This is France N. And I live in Lillian, Alabama. The joy of this program with friends and fellowship has just given me my life back. I've learned that I'm not terminally unique, that, you know, there are people like me, many people like me, and I'm so very grateful for that. Reading this book, I read it, and I read the same pages over and over, and something always new comes out to me. Someone recently said to me when I was reading this with them that they've never seen 50 to 200 people anywhere in our rooms. And I have gotten so much hope over that, thinking about that over this pandemic, because on this line, there are hundreds and hundreds of us. And there are hundreds and hundreds of us sometimes on workshops, on Zoom and meetings. Why our numbers are smaller face-to-face, I don't know. Maybe that will change. Maybe this pandemic will change that. I'm hoping so, because this is where the big book needs to get into all of our meetings. I see that. I think others see that. This is the solution, and I never would have believed it. So I'm just grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be part of this group, even though my disease wants me to isolate and say, don't even go. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, France N. Oh, I didn't catch where she was from. Maybe she didn't say. Okay, Cindy B., you're up next. Please, love to hear the state, and then Joanne B. will follow you.
Hi, this is Cindy B. from Massachusetts. I am really gratefully recovering overeater and bulimic today. I really loved this paragraph, and I really appreciated the speaker talking about how addiction is the inability to connect with others. And one of the things that came to my mind was that when I'm in my addiction, I don't connect in a healthy way to others. It's not just my isolation. It's also, you know, I'm drunk on food, and so I'm connecting very badly with people saying and doing things that hurt and offend other people. And to come into a place where I can connect with people where there's a solution is very powerful. And also that part of the reason I used food is that I always was protecting myself from other people, so I didn't want to connect with them because I felt I had to protect myself. And coming into these rooms where we have the steps and a solution, it's a very different way. When I call people and people call me, we speak recovery to each other, and that's very different than, you know, just whining and being victims. And so I appreciate that part of the connection. I have been in rooms where there have been close to 200 overeaters, and that was back in the 80s when there were not that many face-to-face meetings, and some of our Saturday meetings were quite large, just like early AA. I love that not only in these meetings, I've listened to so many recorded meetings, and so even though we're not live with each other in a room, we are, you know, still, like, there are so many people have listened to these recordings, so it's amazing how we are growing. And, you know, the joy of living, even under pressure and difficulty, you know, on a certain level, I would say it's not that hard to put down the food. What's hard is to live without the food. And that's what this joy of living, this design for living in the big book that they talk about, is that we're finding a way to live sane and useful lives without our addictions and without picking up. And what a great thing to do every morning, to get with a group of people and just say, today I'm going to surrender my will. Today I'm not going to eat no matter what. I'm going to turn to a higher power, and I'm going to grow in this program, taking one step at a time. I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cindy B. from Massachusetts. Joanne B., you're next for 3 minutes, and then Deb E. will follow you.
All right, thank you. This is Joanne B. from Texas. First, a thank you to everyone who's on the line. It's so wonderful to have you all, that I can go to my dining table and just imagine you sitting across from me and we're having a meeting, and it's a blessing. One of the things that really sticks out for me is that we commence to make many fast friends. And we see that in other places in the big book about the friends that we make, whether it's the relationship of friendship. And, you know, that's really important to me, because when I first came in, you know, I wanted a friend. And of course, my sponsor, you know, was a little shocked. She was new at sponsoring, and I realized later that her shock was, you know, because she's not my friend at that time. She's a guide. But we were able to become friends before she passed away. And, you know, I look forward, when I work with someone, I look forward to developing a future friendship. And it's, I remember one time, because before program I was very lonely, and I still struggle with loneliness, but because of program and what I'm learning, how to live, that loneliness is not as often. But one day I was very lonely, and I was sweeping the floor, and I was thinking, oh, what am I going to do if, you know, if my husband passes away and my kids are so far away, et cetera, et cetera. I'm so alone. And then the phone rang, and it was a fellow, and we were talking. And when I got off, I started laughing, because it was like my higher power saying, no, you're not. You have hundreds of friends, people who care about you and understand what you're going through, not only with the food, but with life. And they're doing the same thing you are, learning how to live. And that's what I'm so grateful for. I am just so thankful that I am getting the opportunity to learn how to live intentionally and joyfully along with all of you. And with that, I'm going to pass.
Thank you so much, Joanne B. from Texas. And I wanted to mention that France N. is from Alabama, if you wanted to take down that detail as well. Next up is Dev E., and then Sima M. will follow her. Yeah, that's who it is. Sima M. will follow her.
Hi there. This is Dev E., a recovered compulsive overeater calling in from Israel. And the words fast friends stood out to me, because for me, the fast refers to how I find in program, we get right to what's important. You know, I don't get into like superficial conversations with my fellows in OA. It's usually like we get right into like the thick of it and like what's, you know, we talk about what we're feeling, what's really going on. They're very real friendships. There's nothing superficial about it. There's nothing, you know, like we don't have to waste months kind of talking about useless things until we get to the heart of it. So it's like this quick, like, okay, you know, we kind of come together quickly and form these deep connections. And then the joy of living we really have. And it really is a joy to live according to the direction of my higher power. It's such an easier way to live. You know, in the past, I would have thought that that sounds so limiting, but just knowing that I have, I can receive direction from my higher power and I don't have to figure everything out alone, just kind of lightens the load, you know, and it brings more joy. And then towards the end, we meet frequently so that newcomers may find the fellowship they seek. You know, OA was there for me when I found my first meeting 20 years ago. And as a member of this program, it's my responsibility to show up at meetings and to share my experience, strength, and hope to help ensure that meetings will be there for the next newcomer who comes and then, like, in the next 20 years. And I really, you know, sometimes I've been to a lot of meetings where there are very few people, and I've been to large meetings too. And in those smaller meetings, you know, I do worry sometimes that, you know, I want to make sure OA is going to be around. Like, I need this. I know that my fellows need it. And I know that the newcomer who hasn't shown up yet needs it. And last thing I wanted to share was that last line, we are growing in numbers and power. I like how it says it's in the present. We are growing. It doesn't say we have grown. We're growing. And years later, you know, over 80 years later reading this, we are still growing, which is quite amazing and remarkable that this program continues to grow and flourish. And the power, the way I interpret that, is that we get so much strength from each other. From, you know, when I hear other people share about their recovery, it gives me more hope. And it makes me, it helps me, you know, in stuff that maybe I haven't been willing to do. It encourages me to do more for my own recovery. And then we just get stronger from that. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And that would be Dev E. from Israel. That's Eastern Time plus 5. Wanted to remind you that within 6 minutes here, we're going to open up lines for additional comments on paragraph 2, page 15 of Bill's story in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it begins as we commence to make many fast friends. So for now, though, I'd like to invite Sima M. on the line to share for 3 minutes, and then following her will be Donna B. That'll be 6 minutes before we open up the lines again, so get prepared, folks. Good morning, Sima. Star 1, please.
Good morning. This is Sima M. from New Jersey, grateful compulsive overeater living in recovery. And I first came into the OA program in New York, say, 45, 46 years ago. So I've been here double my age before I came in. And before I came in, I didn't have any friends. I had a few people that I was acquainted with and that I tried to be friends with, but I had no clue of how to be a friend, and that's because I had no clue how to be myself. I was always trying to fit into somebody else's idea of what they are, and then if I could be like them, then I'd have a friend. And therapy brought me into OA, and I tell you, that was about the only thing that therapy helped me with, two things. Learning how to speak about myself out loud, and the fact that I was directed to OA, and that was the beginning of my life as a person. And I have one friend that I met at my second meeting, and we're still friends till this day. Although we've gone different ways in our lives, in our programs, she doesn't go to meetings anymore, but we both have a spiritual connection, and that's something that came from OA. Having a relationship with a higher power, that's something that came from OA. Before, God was just a name or some ethereal figure in heaven, but God is a best buddy to me today. So that God is really my fast friend. Today I have many friends, but the fact that I started learning how to be a friend in OA enabled me to become friends comfortably with other people and meet other people. And it's just OA and this 12-step spiritual way of life is the only way. I mean, before that I was living and breathing, but I wasn't a part of the world. And this program has transformed me into a person that can be useful, but that can also be comfortable and not feel lonely. And knowing so many people, I never would have envisioned this life for myself. So I'm great. That's why I say I'm a grateful compulsive overeater, because that brought me into OA and this 12-step way of life. I was fortunate to be exposed to the Big Book in my second meeting, even though it wasn't popularly used in those days. And then I was out of the way for many years, but I came back 7 years ago and found out about A Vision for You. And that really opened up a world that I hadn't experienced before in my years in the program. The amount of recovery, the amount of connection with the Big Book, the sharing. So I usually don't even speak for my 3 minutes, but I was very inspired today. So thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Sima M. from New Jersey. Next up is Donna B. from Colorado. And then after Donna B., we'll open up the lines for additional comments on paragraph 2, page 15 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Mel. This is Donna B. I spell my name D-A-N-A. Recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic in Denver. And one of the things that I've noticed in myself over the past few weeks is that I've been rebounding from despair and episodic depression so much more quickly. In the years that I've been in recovery, I have not been entirely freed of catastrophic thinking, spiraling to the worst place, episodic depression. But what I'm finding, especially in these last few weeks, is that I can be lifted out of that darkness so much more quickly. I do think it's a result of deepening my meditation practice. I do think it's a result of deepening my prayer practice through two-way prayer, which really invites my higher power to speak to me directly. And I do think it's a result of the connection that I have with the women that I'm sponsoring and the women that I connect with on a regular basis, doing 10 steps together. The other thing I want to comment on is there's scarcely any form of trouble and misery which has not been overcome among us. One of the things that I know to be true for me that makes me different than my friends who are not in program is that I get to witness so much life in my fellows. There is somebody in the room who has been through every possible scenario that could possibly happen in this universe. And because of the power of the program, not only is there a person who has been through everything, but there's a person who's been through it and has remained sober and abstinent and connected to their higher power. I have a menagerie of friends. My daughter, who's 13, is, you know, sort of into what's the popular crowd, what's not the popular crowd. And she thinks I'm the most popular person she's ever met, because I have so many people that I connect with who are so varied and different from me, that enriches the fabric of my life. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Donna B. from Colorado. Okay, folks, we're ready to open up the lines for additional comments on paragraph 2, page 15 of the Big Book. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And I heard Dion R.
Rocky E.
Shanna C.
Margo P.
Shanna.
Margo P.
C. And Margo, and then Jody. I think that's probably all I'm going to be able to do. Okay, so let's go with this lineup. Dion R., Rocky, did you say E., Shanna C., Margo P., and then Jody E. Great, thanks so much. Hey, Dion, tell me again where you're from.
Hey, Melanie C., my name is Dion R. from Ohio. Guys and everyone on the line, so grateful to be on the line. I hope you can hear me pretty well. Got a new Bluetooth, and hopefully it's coming through pretty clear. I'm a dare to tackle that paragraph, that one sentence. I guess it is halfway down. Ah, wow. I was like, ooh-wee, I can remember that. See, I have seen men come out of asylums and resume a vital place in the lives of their families and community. How dare you, Dion, my disease, say to get real and honest. Oh, my God, but I can remember free recovery days, free 12-step days, in disease and insanity. I'm going to fix you, and I'll distrust everyone, family and friends, and distrust Dion. And it got me to the wrong places, wrong people, and wrong stuff in my food and drink. I just trust anybody. When I'm under the influence, look, I have no distinction. Wound up in mental institutions, you know. And when I did, people thought I was a goner for life. I wound up coming out, and long story short, after coming to recovery, able to resume a vital place in society. Went to school for college. Nobody thought I would do it, and you know, did a whole new undergrad, and then graduate. And just assume a vital place in my family. They are someone who look up to me before they look at me like Chelsea and Shane. Why and how did that happen? These 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and God of my sin. You guys showed me that there was a God, and I could trust him more than I could trust people. I could leave my children in his place, and they're not children, they're adults. But, you know, and they say keeping instead of worrying about them, you know. But before, they had to be right there next to me, because I didn't trust no one, not even a God. See, I love a God. I have a God of understanding. I have soundness of mind. And as many people said, no matter what I've been through, in sobriety, in accidents, recovery, God has been there. And he gave me a fast friends I could trust and leave my drink with and know it would be okay. You know what I mean? Leave my heart with. Come on now. My heart and mind with. You guys got me right back to recovery and the realm of recovery and 12-step, whether my mom or whoever died, dad, mom, all of you guys gathered me. So, yes, it works. It really does. So I get you, Bill, and many others. So thank you all for allowing me to share. I just had to get honest today, and I'm glad I did. Dion R. from Ohio, and thank you so much, Melanie, for moderating.
Thank you, Dion. That's Dion R. from Ohio. Next up is Rocky E., And then after that will be Shanna C. Hi, Rocky. A quick star one, please.
Hey, Melanie. It's Rocky E. Oh, I didn't hear my name. I thought he had not heard me. So glad I did get heard. Do you hear me?
I'm loud and clear. Do you want to give your state or no?
Oh, hi. It's Rocky E. from New York.
Yeah.
And,
okay, great. So, I thought so. You're
okay. I'm so grateful that there's a 10 o'clock meeting because I live on two coasts and I get to appreciate when I'm on the East Coast and on the West Coast. And that creates just reading this paragraph. Every time I read this paragraph, I'm amazed at the gift that this program is availing me and all those that want to work this program. It's like, wow, it's everything I've ever wished for in my life is in this program. Things that are difficult will not be difficult. I will have joy of living. Friends that were always a challenge to have honest relationships, it'll happen and it'll create. So it's a paragraph and it's a book and it's a program that for me needs to get worked on every day, again and again. You know, the work I did an hour ago or yesterday is just not applicable for today. But in the meantime, it does grow in its recovery and in its friendships and in its rewards and in its outcomes. And that's amazing to watch it happen. You know, there was a point where in this program, I just thought I was going to be one of those people that was going to be left behind. You know, everybody sounds good. Everybody's had hardships similar. You know, the story sounds very much alike, but somehow they're going to move ahead and, you know, I'm going to be left behind because I'm never going to get it right. And then this program taught me that I don't have to get it right. I just have to keep doing it every day with honesty and willingness and show up. And it's hard because this disease plays itself out in my character defects. You know, picking up a phone, speaking on meetings, making outreach calls, it just doesn't come easy. And I'm very vociferous in my life, in my business, in my other engagements in life. But when it comes to the program, which is the honesty of who I am, how I want to show up, what kind of life I want to have, that seems to be a little harder for me to just step forward. So I'm grateful every day for everybody who shows up so that I can work this one day at a time. And just a shout out to a great sponsor who just holding strong and sticking by me. And I'm grateful every day she answers her phone. Thank you.
Thank you, Rocky E. from New York. Next up is Shanna C. Press star one, Shanna C. from Tennessee.
Good morning. This is Shanna C. Thank you so much, everybody, for your shares. And, man, I love God's timing. I'm so encouraged by the spirit that I got to tap into by working these 12 steps. And really, this paragraph that we read is just another form of promises as a result of working these steps, particularly in 10, 11, and 12. In the previous paragraph we went through yesterday, many times I've gone to my old hospital in despair. I'm talking to a man there, amazingly lifted up, set on my feet, the design for living that really works and rough going. And then this next paragraph talks about the types of promises that come true in our lives as a result of following these directions. And you know, I got to say, I had a difficult situation last night and early on in this morning relationally. And thank God for this program. Thank God for the power that it's not me doing it. It's almost like it's becoming automatic to where I'm going to God and I'm calling my sponsor. I'm getting the relief I need and then turning my thoughts to someone who can help. And it all happened just in time to be able to get on this meeting. You know, the turning my thoughts to someone I can help. You know, I was in despair before I got on this call. And just listening to you guys and asking God, you know, help me be helpful on this meeting, whatever. I don't know the words, but this, you know, he provide what we need if we keep close to him, perform his work well. And just like the last speaker shared, I don't have to do it right. I just got to be willing to suit up and show up and be helpful. And right now in this moment, I'm so amazingly lifted up and set on my feet. And I don't know if all my situations are going to be righted And I don't know exactly. I can't compare my life to other people's and their promises they get, but God promises me, this book promises me that I can have a joy of living even under great pressure and difficulty, and that's proven true today for me. And I'm so grateful to be here and thankful to be abstinent and free. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Shanna. Shanna C. from Tennessee. Marco P., you're up next for about 2 minutes, please.
Hi, it's Margo P. I got a call. Thank you, Godson. You know, working this program is like being connected. And so the paragraph, it says, we really joy of living. The joy of living we really have, even under pressure. And understanding the newcomer that is coming in is a growing number, because I remember coming into the vision. I didn't understand what the vision was all about, but I kept coming. And I kept coming. I kept listening. And so I am grateful that someone called me to remind me, not to remind me because I was not going to get on the call, but I was doing a housework. And I say, you know, how important is this? How important it is my recovery. And I'm still absent one day at a time. So just thank you, everybody, for being on this call, because this is what the program is all about, fellowship. And I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Margo P. from Florida. Okay, so let's go with Jody E. Thank you. Jody E., you would have 3 minutes now then.
Thank you, Melanie. Good morning. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California. So what sticks out for me in this paragraph is the part about families and domestic situations. I have seen hundreds of families set their feet in the path that really goes somewhere. When I very first came to OA in 1988, and I read the steps for the first time, when I read that third step, the thought came to me like a ton of bricks, that if I really did that, if I really turned my will and my life over to the care of God, I would have to leave my marriage. That was my thought. My husband and I were married for 30 years, and we had a really difficult time. I attended another 12-step program to try to help with that for many years. Finally, he asked me to leave, and today we are friends, and he has a new partner, and I'm still single, and the impossible domestic situation has been righted in a way. That constant tension that we had, both of us, and frustration is no longer a reality in either one of our lives. So I am grateful for that. I'm also reminded by this paragraph of a vision for you, this meeting. We meet frequently so that newcomers may find the fellowship they seek. And from at these informal gatherings, one may often see from 50 to 200 or more persons. And we have the joy of living that we need. Even under pressure and difficulty, we rely on each other, we help one another, and we get through whatever life brings to us, whatever that might be, death, divorce, and other difficult situations in life. I'm so grateful to be a member of this meeting and of Overeaters Anonymous, which saved my life. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Jody E. from California. And that would take care of wrapping up this part of the meeting, which is our recorded portion of the meeting, the sharing on the paragraph. What we're going to do now is move towards closing this particular part of the meeting and transitioning to the second part of the meeting, which will last about 10 minutes unrecorded. So I'd like to ask Leslie M. to start by reading page 164. Of our big book.
Thank you.
Book is meant to be suggestive only. Hi.
Hi. Thanks, Melanie C., for your service. My name is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you